The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
A question for all of us this morning is, how many of you remember last Sunday's gospel? Ay, ay, ay. All right. I know it's hot outside, but I'll ask the question again. Maybe you didn't hear me correctly. How many of us remember last Sunday's gospel? It's okay. This is like Jeopardy, all right? I'll help you out. Recall last Sunday's gospel. Jesus sends the apostles two by two. He sends them on mission. Now you remember. And then not only that, he goes further and he says, take nothing for the journey. Take nothing but an iPhone. He says, take nothing but a walking stick. And then toward the end, he says, if people don't welcome you, if people do not listen to you, what happens? Shake the dust off your feet. You remember that? Good. I'll go further. Does anyone remember this morning's gospel? It's a serious question. Does anyone remember this morning's gospel? Jesus, he's living a very hectic life. He's living a very busy life with his apostles. And then what happens? He tells his apostles, let us go to a deserted place and rest a while. Today, Jesus is reminding us about the importance of rest, and boy, do we need rest. And so just a show of hands, how many of us, don't be ashamed, it's not a trick question, how many of us at times get exhausted? I guess South Pasadena does not get exhausted. All right, I'll go further. How many of us at times feel tired? South Pasadena, again, does not get tired. I'll go further. How many of us here in South Pasadena wished and hoped we had more time for all the things that we had to do? All right, that's all of you for the first time. All right. Jesus, today in our readings, reminds us to rest. I don't know about you, but there are moments in my life when I get tired, where I get exhausted. I have a lot of energy, but there are moments when I hit the wall and I need rest. Our lives are constantly one thing after the other. Our lives are a constant to-do list that never seems to be finished. Once we cross something off, we add another thing, and then we're constantly on the go. And then for some of us, the world we live in and everything going on in our world today with the bad news, the uncertainty, all of that brings us down. And then our life becomes burdensome. Our life becomes difficult. We get tired once in a while. And maybe for some of us, there's probably a diagnosis or sickness that is bearing us down, and we get even more exhausted and even more tired. But what's the good news for all of us? It's Sunday, after all, and there must be good news. Jesus, right? Jesus lives a very hectic life. He lives a busy life, right? Last week, he was curing the sick. He was casting out demons. He was proclaiming the good news with Jesus and his apostles. And then he tells them, because he is a good shepherd, he tells them, come away, we need some rest. He reminds them that they need to recharge. He reminds them that they need to re-energize. And he reminds them that, you know what, let's slow down just a tad bit. And so the question for all of us this very warm South Pasadena morning is, when you are exhausted, when you are tired, when you are stressed out, when you are weary, where do you go? Any answers? Nordstrom? Lululemon? Or maybe for some of us, like my dad, he loves to go gardening and maybe we find rest when we garden. Or maybe for some of us, we go out to go golfing for 18 holes and then we get more frustrated after 18 holes. One answer to our question today, when we are exhausted and when we are tired, we go straight to Jesus. May we go straight to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. May we go to Jesus, who is our healing and our strength. May we offer everything to God and then allow God to take care of the rest. Huh? There's a beautiful saying that goes, we do the best we can, and then we let God do the rest. It is in Jesus that we will find our rest. It is in Jesus that we will find our peace. And then, here's the catch. We can only find rest when we trust in God. We can only find rest when we place our life in God's hands. Huh? I don't know about you, but if I have many things on my mind, if I have many preoccupations on my mind, the last thing I want to do is sleep. That never happens here, of course. But Jesus is reminding us that we can only find true rest if we put everything in his hands. Because when we place everything in his hands, we trust that he will take care of us. A little story for all of us. How many of us know St. John the 23rd? Pope John the 23rd. How many of us? Right? Pope John the 23rd, for many of the younger generation here, you would not know him because you were born under John Paul II or Benedict or even Pope Francis for some of you. But John the 23rd was very instrumental to the Vatican II Council, and he said, open wide the doors of the church. But here's a story. Listen carefully to the story. Every night, about midnight, before going to bed, Pope John the 23rd would kneel before the Blessed Sacrament in his chapel. There he would review his day, sort of a examination of conscience, and he would review all the problems he had encountered that day. The world leader who came to him to tell him of his country's plight in war, the newest round of oppression behind the Iron Curtain, the bishop who came to report to him about his diocese, and then as Pope John would go over each challenge, examining his conscience to see how he responded and reacted, John the 23rd would take a deep breath, and then he would say, well, Lord, I did the best I could, Lord. It's your church, Lord. I'm going to bed. Good night. John the 23rd was able to sleep well and rest well because he submitted his anxieties to God. He trusted that his whole life, that all his work and all his ministry were totally in the hands of a loving God. When we trust that our lives are in a loving God, then we can truly rest. So if you want peace, go to Jesus. If you want true rest, go to Jesus. And after all, as St. Paul reminds us in our second reading today, Jesus is our peace, and in him we will find true security. So if you're tired, that's okay. If you're exhausted, that's okay. At the end of your day, you can truly say, you know, Lord, I'm tired. You know, Lord, I'm exhausted. I have many things on my mind. But you know what, Lord? I did the best I could, Lord. It's your church, Lord. You're in charge, Lord. I'm going to bed. Good night.